Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So we know that there is such an iser of marrying Achos Zukukaso, that one is, if a woman is Zakuk to Yibum, to a certain man, he is not allowed to marry that woman's sister. So the Mishnah discusses the following: Arba'a Achin, if there are four brothers, Shinayi Mehen Nesuim Shtei Achayos, and two of those four brothers are married to two sisters. Now the two brothers who are married to the two sisters both die. So now each of these sisters is zakuk liibum to the remaining two brothers. Hare ilu choltos flamas yamos. The sisters that can have a chalitza must have a chalitza, but they cannot do yibum because each sister is an achos zukukaso of each of these yivamin, of each of these surviving brothers. Meaning, since there's a zika between the surviving brothers and each of the sisters, so each of them is also achos zukukaso, and therefore the brothers are not allowed to do yibum. But v'imkadmu v'chansu, if the surviving brothers went ahead and they married these sisters and they didn't ask any shailas, so then yotziu, they have to divorce these women, because this was something that was absolutely usher. Achos zukukaso is 100% usher. So they can't stay married. The Mishnah quotes though another opinion that says that it's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Beishame Omer Mikaim, that Beishame would say that if they marry them without asking a shayla, they can stay married to them, even though it was usher to marry them initially. Ubeisilom Yotziu, and Beisilom says, like we originally said, that Yotziu, that they have to divorce them. So the Tanakama learns that there's no machlokas, and Rabbi Eliezer learns that it's machlokas between Beishame and Beisilel. Now, Beishame and Beisilel, the Gemara tells us that we should flip the shitos of Beishame and Beisilel, because Beisilel always is the more makel of the two, except in some very rare instances that are listed off in Maseches Seiduyos. So according to the Tanakhama, Beisham and Beis Hillel all agree that they have to get divorced. But now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way the Gemara ultimately comes out is that Beis Hillel is more makel that they don't have to get divorced, and that Beisham is more machmir that they do have to get divorced. So continuing Mishnah Beis, discussing a family where there are four brothers and two of the brothers died when they were married to two sisters. So he said, "Achas me'an asura ala echad iser erva." If one of the sisters was usher to one of the surviving brothers as an erva, they were somehow an erva with one of the surviving brothers, meaning maybe she was his mother-in-law or something like that. So asur ba umutar b'achosa. Then he is not allowed to marry her because she is an erva to him, but he is allowed to do yibum even with her sister, because the whole reason he wasn't allowed to do yibum with any of these women was that they were achos zukukaso. But if he knows that one of these women is absolutely not zakuk to him because she's an erva to him, so then the other woman is the only one that's zakuk to him, and therefore he can do yibum with her. Vasheni asur b'shtehen. But the other brother is asur to both of these sisters because he has a zika to both of these women, and therefore each woman is achos zukukaso. What if one of the sisters was asur to him but not as an erva? Isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha. If one of the sisters was usher to one of the surviving brothers based on an isser due to a mitzvah to follow the Rabbanan, the mitzvah means the din is Rabbanan, or due to an isser that's based on the kedusha of kahuna or something, some din related to kahuna, so chalatzas v'lo misya bemes, then each sister does chalitza but can't do yibum, because it does not remove the zika, meaning when you have isser mitzvah and Isser, what do we call it? Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha. It doesn't take away the zika. So therefore, each of them is still achos zukukaso. So as achos zukukaso, they cannot do yibum. They can only do chalitza. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have four brothers and two of them are married to two sisters, and the two that are married to two sisters die, so the surviving brothers can only do chalitza with the sister, with the two women that are zakuk, but they cannot do yibum because each one is achos zukukaso. If they went ahead and they did the yibum, so Tanakhama learns that everyone agrees they have to get divorced, and Rabbi Eliezer learns the way the girsa appears in the Mishnah that Beishame holds they don't have to get divorced, and Beis Hillel says they do have to get divorced. But in the Gemara we flip around the shittos of Beishame and Beis Hillel, and then in Mishnah Beis we said if one of the women was an erva to one of the surviving brothers, then that surviving brother can even do Yibum with the other one of the women. But if there were only Nisr Mitzvah or Nisr Kedusha to one of the brothers, then they're still limited to only doing Chalitza and not doing Yibum. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit.